We're going to go to the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds. You've got to tune in to AM 1080 KSEO Santa Cruz. Rosemary Chalmers, Billy Graff, Michael Olson, all three of those characters down at the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds. And we are about to hand it off to them right now.
Thank you very much, Dave. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are here broadcasting live at the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds for the event that is about to get underway.
And it is about to get underway, too.
Remembering 9/11, we will never forget. It's a one-hour live program.
And folks, it's really stunning to see the setting out here at the racetrack of the county fairgrounds. We have the vehicles from all of the county's first responders. It's truly an amazing sight to see. We have helicopters, fire engines, boats,
ladder
trailers,
trucks.
And we have all the first responders out here as well. This is truly a wonderful sight to see. We have lots and lots of families in the grandstands here. We have Rosemary Chalmers doing play-by-play, Billy Graff on the wires, and our good friends Matt back at the station, Ricochet is back at the station. So we got the whole crew working, Rosie.
We certainly do. It's a lovely sight to see. We have ladder trucks of Santa Cruz Fire Department and Watsonville Fire Department with a very large Stars and Stripes strung between them. There's blue sky. It's just a lovely event. They plan on being very much on time today. We're going to have a 21-gun salute. There'll be a flyover. We'll have the bagpipes playing. There'll be taps. There are some presentations to be made of an incredible montage that you're going to be able to come and see here at the fair, because there's going to be a permanent place set by to remember those in 9/11 and a beautiful flag. The spirit here, I wouldn't say is somber. I would generally say that people are, it's something that they've come to celebrate the lives of the responders.
It's kind of like 4th of July.
It is a little bit.
Lots of flags. People have smiles on their faces. It's lots of families. Kids, a lot of the kids here are not around on 2001 when all of this happened, you know.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of families are bringing kids out so that they can get a taste and become part of what happened to us 10 years ago on September 11th. And it's really quite a setup we have out here. So I'm really proud of the fall. Who put this together, Rosie?
Well, besides obviously Mike Bethke, who is here, and he is the CEO of the fairgrounds, as best I can tell, a lady who has been existing on about 3 hours sleep a night, she said, for quite a long time now. Sharon Hiashi is the person who's been dealing with the minutiae. We've now got all of the first responders who are lining up against the wall to face the stage. We are up in the bandstand.
And we're going to have a national anthem from Susie Arco here in just a minute. I think that's Supervisor Greg Caput up there.
But take their seats.
Okay. And I think what we're going to do now is we're going to have the singing of the Star Spangled Banner.
All right.
Want to turn up their sounds?
Good afternoon and welcome to the Santa Cruz County Fair and today's program, Remembering 9/11. We will never forget. 10 years ago, at this very moment in our community, was reeling news of the devastating occurrences of that tragic morning. People gathered at the gates of what was supposed to be our opening day of the fair, but were now closed due to the morning circumstances. We requested and received permission from the governor to open on that day, as it truly was obvious that this was a place people wanted to be. So the gates opened, signifying our resilience and strength as a community. Today we come here in tribute of those lost, those who survived, and those emergency responders who help us in our daily lives through disasters in great and small. On this, the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. To begin our ceremony, please rise for the national anthem sung by Capitola resident and business owner Susie Arco.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the peril us fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets reclaim the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home?
Thank you. Please join me in a moment of silence as we remember the victims of 9/11. And an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a God of grace, a God of mercy, a God of hope, and a God of love. Today we come to you not to celebrate or mourn, but to honor and to remember both the fallen and their families and those who come to our rescue in our times of distress. God bless them all. Be with us today as we gather together, unite our hearts and minds, and guide our steps as we continue to strive to bring peace to our land and healings to our heart. Lord, we also ask a special blessing of protection for all those first responders who daily risk their lives for us. And now bless this day and this event and help us never to forget. In your great name we give thanks. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain Gordon. Now we would like to introduce Rob Marani, President of the Santa Cruz County Fair Bureau.
Good afternoon. On behalf of the entire Board of Directors of the Santa Cruz County Fair, I want to welcome everyone, but I especially want to welcome our first responders, our men and women in uniform, and our Boy Scouts. On the morning of 9/11, 10 years ago today, 47-year-old Gerard Coppola, a radio engineer who was from Long Island and working in the first of the Twin Towers, was at work when the first plane struck. After helping coworkers escape and leave the building, he voluntarily and using his own initiative re-entered the burning building, repeatedly saving lives, saving three people on three separate occasions, all of whom are alive today. During his fourth attempt, as Rod was preparing to leave the building collapsed, trapping him, and he didn't make it out. We know about Gerard's actions. We know about his heroic volunteerism from the people he saved. The connection with our fairgrounds is interesting. Patrice, who serves on our board, and her husband, Rod Composti, called Gerard their cousin. He grew up with Rod on Long Island, and they were very close. Volunteerism arises out of initiative. As Boy Scouts, we learn that initiative is defined very simply. It's a voluntary response to an observable need. And on the morning of 9/11, that heroic voluntary response, which is an example of American exceptionalism, was evident all across our country. From the 343 New York City firefighters who perished and all of their compatriots who served and responded with them, to the 40 brave Americans who died fighting back the terrorists on United Flight 93, it was evident all through our country. A lot of us remember with great pride the response. As a former firefighter and a peace officer, I deeply appreciate our county's first responders who are here today. The connection with our fairgrounds goes beyond the fact that we're the emergency evacuation center. It's not simply that. It's, we're a center for volunteerism. The Santa Cruz County Fair has the reputation in the state as being one of the best volunteer county fairs in California. We couldn't do it without our volunteers. It just wouldn't be possible. So we deeply appreciate them. And as we proceed with today's program, I'd ask you all to resolve to continue your volunteerism and, in the spirit of those who served on 9/11, use initiative. Thank you. And at this point, I'd like to introduce a representative from Congressman Sam Farr's office, Julian Chacon.
Thank you, Rob. Or again, my name is Julian Chacon. I am Congressman Sam Farr's aide that assists our veterans and our service members here in the district. Congressman Sam Farr is on the nation's East Coast participating in events this weekend, including attending the Flight 93 National Memorial dedication, where he paid his respect and expressed his gratitude to the crew and the passengers of that plane that stopped these terrorists from moving through on their plan on attacking the U.S. Capitol, where Congressman Farr was working. But the congressman would like me to read a statement that he wrote for this event. So if you bear with me, I'll go through this statement. I am sorry I couldn't be with you today, as I am attending the Flight 93 National Memorial dedication in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I wanted to take this opportunity to join you in reflecting on the 10th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. 10 years ago, our nation suffered one of the most tragic days in our history. It is the day none of us will forget, where we were, what we were doing, and who we were with. These are all details that will forever remain engraved in our memories. For me, I recall running out of the Capitol as security police yelled at everyone to evacuate, evacuate. A plane was headed our way. All I could think about was, what in the world is going on? When events became clear as to the nature of the attack, that's when I began to worry about the safety and security of my family, my constituents, and the nation. Later that day, I wept for America, even as I sang patriotic songs to prove American solidarity in the face of the Al-Qaeda onslaught. Today, 10 years later, I think back to that day and I wonder if anything is different. Did we take a lesson from September 11th to make the world a better place? Has the nation grown closer and more unified in the common battle against terrorism? Did our basic American values and liberties survive the crisis of our military response? These are my reflections on September 11th. I honor the men and the women who answered the call to serve as police, fire, and other first responders who ran into the face of danger to save and protect others. I also honor those who serve in the military and sacrificed life and limb in the defense of American ideas. And I believe our liberties, though sorely tested, will resonate within the American people. But I think that the closeness and commonality we all felt the day after has faded, and too often have retreated into our private corners of concern rather than paying attention to the greater good. The stalemate in American politics, the slump in the economy, and the unease as we move forward, to me, are an after effect of fear. The fear that terrorism has changed us forever and will never be at peace again. But if there's anything that 9/11 has come to symbolize, is that America is resilient, and we will always bounce back. I am proud of my country. I am proud to serve it. On 9/11 and in all days, I am proud to be an American. And I share my thanks to you, her citizens, for standing by her on this day and on all days. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. And now I have one more presentation to make. The United States Congress has designated September 11th as a National Service Day and encourages its citizens to go out and to serve their communities, which is why we're here today. And so it is my honor, on behalf of Congressman Sam Farr and the United States House of Representatives, to award a certificate of special congressional recognition to the Santa Cruz County Fair. Let me also just take this opportunity to also recognize an individual. Without her long hours and dedication to making this event a reality and bringing the community together, this individual should be recognized and should be applauded for bringing us together on this day and making us look forward to being to the American spirit that makes this country so great. So I would like to also present a congressional certificate to Sharon Hayashi, in recognition of her outstanding and invaluable service to our community.
I'm totally at a loss for words. On behalf of the Santa Cruz County Fair, its board of directors, Mike Bethke, fair manager, and his dedicated staff, I proudly accept this prestigious congressional certificate with great honor. Thank you so much for the recognition that I am receiving. I'm very humbled and proud. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia Jacone, and Sharon, congratulations from all of us. Now please welcome County Supervisor Greg Caput.
On September 11th, 2001, it's a day we will never forget. There were 19 terrorists that wreaked unimaginable terror and horror on our nation, and causing the death of more than 3,000 people, and the combined attacks of the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and Flight 93. At that time, the 9/11 responders, the police, the fire, and the military at the Pentagon hurled themselves into the middle of that carnage in the hopes of saving fellow human beings. They gave their lives for the good of others, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice. We are here today to celebrate the courage and to honor the memory of all the lives that were lost on that horrible day in the events of 9/11, and also in the ensuing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, where times today, we face bleak times today, but the courage of our men and women in uniform offer us a much-needed reminder of the resolve that is ours and the resolve to put our differences aside and to respond to crisis, and that we will overcome all obstacles. Now more than ever, we must continue to believe that the strength of our compassion and sacrifice is greater than the terror and distress of all that is put in front of us. It's my honor today to present a flag that has all the names of the people that died on that terrible day, and present it to our next speaker, who was on the 48th floor of the Twin Towers. And I want to have my son say one thing here.
God bless America.
Okay. So John Blavelt, he was a survivor, and it's my honor to present you with the flag. And like I said, it does have all the names of 3,000 people that lost their lives on 9/11. And thank you very much, and it's an honor to be here with you.
Yeah, I think you're right. Take a picture.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cabot. I feel honored and privileged to receive this flag. I accept it not just for myself, but for all those who helped others out of the harm's way on that grismal day of 9/11. Thanks. God bless, and thank you very much.
Personally, thank all of you in attendance. This has been a great community effort, as is witnessed here, as you can see. You've got all of Santa Cruz County's finest here. My name is Sharon Hayashi, and I am a volunteer who joined the organizers of the 9/11 event being presented today. It is my pleasure to introduce to you the faces of the which is has quite a history. The art has 500 faces of the heroes who lost their lives at 9/11 trying to save others. Although you can't see the images on the artwork directly to my left, you will be able to view this during the fair, and it's going to be a permanent display here at the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a 40 by 60 portrait with a portrait map with all the names of the faces of the brave. So Randy Sword is a personal friend and a world-renowned artist. Randy took 5 years to locate the estate administrators and surviving families who wanted to participate in his artwork project and to get permission to use their images. It's been truly a labor of love for him. He's quite dedicated. Randy refers to Faces of the Brave as the Faces of the Brave project because he has not ruled out the possibility of expanding this project further, considering putting the image on the sides of buildings, and has considered assembling a large photo mosaic in the desert that can be seen from satellites in outer space. After 10 years of dedication to keeping alive the memory of 9/11, honoring the fallen, the first responders, and all who gave their lives in rescue efforts, I believe Randy can do this. I would like to read to you in Randy's own words. I asked him to be here, and he is a previous engagement, and I am reading a speech that he wrote for our event. Faces of the Brave. The purpose of Faces of the Brave 9/11 Memorial Artwork Project is to honor those who protect us and to keep alive the memory of the best of humanity by putting their faces before the public. Faces of the Brave is the only 9/11 Memorial Tribute Art Project of its type to be approved and legally authorized by the surviving families and estate administrators of the following heroes of September 11th. The surviving families invited to participate represent 343 active and 3 retired firefighters, FDNY, 23 police officers, NYPD, ESU, and patrol, 37 Port Authority Police Officers, PAPD, 16 Emergency Medical Technicians, EMT, paramedics,
three New York State court officers, one active and retired FBI agent, one U.S. service agent, I'm sorry, Secret Service agent, 42 security officers, 11 civilian volunteer firefighters, 7 civilian volunteer fire marshals, and 20 civilian heroes. The Faces of the Brave project artwork project has been endorsed by fire and rescue service communities worldwide and is currently on display in firehouses and EMS facilities located in 22 countries, as well as the United States, and will be displayed in each of the more than 130 U.S. embassies located around the world. No longer will the thought of these brave men and women become a fading memory or mere statistic. Their faces will serve to remind all of us about the personal sacrifice made that tragic day. So at this time, I would like to introduce the Honorable Judge Gallagher, who will now acknowledge our own first responders and present each of them with the Faces of the Brave art after the ceremony to display at their own agencies. This is our tribute to you because we recognize and honor the work that you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon, and good morning. It is truly a privilege for me to be part of this celebration of first responders for their dedication and courage each day when they put on their uniforms, not knowing what harm may come their way. Almost 44 years ago, on July 1st, 1968, I put on the uniform for the first time of the United States Army at West Point, New York. And for the next 9 years, I served this nation, but I was never in the line of fire. These first responders we honor here today put on their uniforms each day, knowing that they could very well be in the line of fire, or that they may be required to run into a blazing fire, and they do that each day for us. So on this 10th anniversary of September 11th, 2001, I can think of no better act we can take to honor the heroism and incredible dedication of all those first responders of that day, then singling out the first responders we have today because of the courage they show each day for us to keep us safe and to keep us secure. I will now be calling the names of the local first responders, and they'll be coming across the stage for your recognition. Off stage, they will receive a smaller version of the Faces of the Grave artwork that we have here today. First responders, you are our heroes, and I salute you. American Medical Response. American Red Cross, Aptus La Selva Fire Protection District, Ben Lomond Fire Protection District, Boulder Creek Fire Protection District, Branch Authority Fire Protection District, Cal Fire, California Department of Fish and Game, California Highway Patrol. California State Parks. Cal Star. Capitola Police Department. Central Fire Department. Dominican Hospital. Fallen Officers Foundation. North County Fire. Pajaro Valley Fire District. Santa Cruz City Fire Department. Santa Cruz City Police Department. Santa Cruz County Emergency Services. Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Department. Santa Cruz County Probation Department. The Salvation Army. Scotts Valley Fire Department. Scotts Valley Police Department. UCSC Fire Department. UCSC Police Department. Watsonville Fire Department. Watsonville Police Department. Scianti Fire Protection District. And let's have one last round of applause for all these local first responders.
That's quite a ceremony there, yes, with all of those first responders. It's
standing
amazing to
ovation.
See
him. We've now got a bagpiper coming up who is going to be playing. I'm not sure what he's going to be playing, but you might need a handkerchief.
Probably do. You always do when there's a bagpiper, right?
I know. Looking wonderful in full regalia, too. Yep. This is a very, very touching ceremony. Very lovely.
Thank you, Andrew Lenz of Santa Cruz, for your wonderful piping. The VFW Honor Guard, Freedom Post 1716, led by Commander David Ambrose and Captain Jack Kelly, will now pay tribute to the survivors and the brave men and women who lost their lives on 9/11. Please stand.
We will now have a 21-gun salute, I believe.
I believe followed by taps.
Our responders will now place their flags to signify their respect for those we honored today in the memorial directly behind them.
Yeah, this is a small memorial that's there to the side of the stage with the twin towers in relief and a sandy area in the front, which has allowed all of those individuals from first responders to
right
put their flags.
Yeah, right in the back of the stage, Rosie, we have a giant American flag held up by the two ladder trucks from the fire department. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. The sea of uniforms.
have you seated.
Got a new rosemary, not a dry eye in the house after that one.
Proclamation from the mayor of the city of Watsonville, or I'm sorry, the city of Santa Cruz, from Ryan Cooner, chief mayor. Whereas on September 11, nearly 3,000 innocent civilians were killed in the heinous terrorist attacks on the United States, with tens of thousands of individuals narrowly escaping, and who as witnesses to this tragedy are forever changed, and countless fire departments, police departments, first responders, governmental officials, workers, emergency medical personnel, and volunteers responded immediately and heroically to those horrific suffering, countless fatalities, and the impact on September 11th on public health continues through 2011, as nearly 90,000 people are at risk of suffering from negative health effects as a result of the events of that day. I, Ryan Coonerty, mayor of the city of Santa Cruz, do hereby proclaim September 11th, 2001, 10th anniversary day in the city of Santa Cruz, and urge all citizens to join me in observing a moment of remembrance to last for 1 minute, which began at 10 a.m. this morning, offering our deepest, the most sincere condolences to the families, friends, and loved ones of the innocent victims of September 11 terrorist attacks, enforcement personnel, state and local officials, volunteers, and countless others who often gave their own lives, recognizing the valiant service, actions, and sacrifices of the United States personnel who have given so much, including their lives and well-being, to reaffirming that the people of the United States will never forget the challenges that our country endured on and since September 11th, and will work tirelessly to defeat those who attacked the United States. Ryan Coonerty, mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen to the words and music of John Henninger's We Will Stand as we honor the fallen of 9/11, their surviving families, and the brave first responders who are here today. Please remain standing in tribute with us. Also watch the skies as soon as there will be an air tribute overhead.
hand in hand, longer separated.
Anticipating a flyby here momentarily. We have the first responders placing the flags, with small flags with the names of individuals that were lost in 9/11, placing them in this permanent memorial, which will be here on display not only during the fair this week, but it will remain here. Coming up next is Michael Gaither. I'm a big fan of his music, a big animal lover, and he's appeared on our station many times. He's got a lovely song about dogs.
On a darkened day and time, without any reason why, so many were out of their lives. There were those who didn't know, there were those who were heroes, but still it wasn't their time to go.
Folks, we're waiting on a flyby. In a few moments, that'll happen. Then we have one more performance, and then we're going to ask that you come down from the stands and place your flags in the memorial to the right of the stage as you face it. Be just another minute or two, and the planes will be coming by.
Lovely scene, isn't it?
Lovely, lovely scene. Folks, the first responders of Santa Cruz County are all lined up in front of the stage here at the Santa Cruz County Fair. And the racetrack, we have all of the vehicles, the helicopters, the fire trucks.
The SWAT team, the police.
The SWAT team, the ambulances.
Sheriffs, the ladder trucks with the two, with the big flag suspended from the extended ladders. And we have got a flyby that is just beginning. We have two planes approaching us from the east, I believe. That is east.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. I think they're the Highway Patrol.
Yeah, there's the plane falling away, as it signifies in the Sunland Foundation. This is a wonderful turnout here. There's hundreds and hundreds of people here, many in red, white, and blue, many families.
And it's so wonderful to see the young children, too. The
yes.
children. The children who weren't here on September 11, 2001.
Yes, and now there's a release of doves into the air.
We must defend our flyers. That's against our local
Yeah. Lovely. That's maybe a dozen white doves have been released. Beautiful.
Now, we would like to give you a special treat before
yes.
we wrap up the ceremony for the day. Please enjoy a special song written by Michael Gaither, who wrote the song Roselle. In honor of the 9/11 survivor, Michael Hinkson's guide dog, who led him and others down 80 flights of stairs to safety on 9/11. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Gaither.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you again for coming out this morning and helping us remember. This is an acknowledgement to the four-legged heroes of 9/11. This took place in Tower 1 of the World Trade Center. It's a story of a rescue, a partnership, and a very, very good dog named Roselle.
On that 9/11 morning, when the planes came down, he was sitting at a desk, 80 stories from the ground. We saw it on the TV, and no, he didn't see a thing. When they hit, he reached for her. She looked up to him. Roselle, the guide dog, she was sleeping on the floor. She stood up and knew it was time to hit the door. Roselle didn't panic or hesitate at all. She just took his hand, led him down the hall. You know we all need our own Roselle sometimes. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. A friend who leads you from the dark into the light. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. They walk down a stairwell through smoke and broken glass. She kissed the fireman as they ran quickly past. And when he felt the other tower fall, he prayed they'd be all right. Then by the grace of a dog, they walked outside. Outside in the wreckage, he wondered where to go. Then this yellow lab walked him to a cab that took him both back home. I've heard angels walk among us, and I'd say it's true, 'cause I don't want who walks on four legs. Who wags a tail, she looks at you. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. A friend will lead you from the dark into the light. We all need our own Roselle sometimes. Yeah, we all need our own Roselle.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Gage.
Well, Rosie, that's a heck of a way to end.
Yeah, he loves dogs.
Thank you all for joining us. Pay special tribute to both the victims and the heroes of 9/11. Our scout troops will now pass out American flags with the names of the fallen for you to place at our memorial site. We ask that you follow your Boy Scout troop number 558, led by Scoutmaster Christopher Garcia, the Watsonville Police Cadets, and the Watsonville Police Officers to the field where you may place your flags in tribute to all we honor here today. On behalf of the Santa Cruz County Fair, all of our hosts and participants, all the best for a great day. Thank you for coming. Tennessee River Band, an outstanding tribute to the music of Alabama, a truly classic American country band, will be up and performing in just a few minutes and be with you until 3 p.m. Please join us on the field, meet our responders, and enjoy the rest of the day. Remember and celebrate our great country on this, the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and celebrate the community we all live in. Thank you for attending today.
Well. I've got a soggy handkerchief here. No surprise.
I saw tears in Bill Graff's
eyes. I know. We all did. We all did.
I don't think there was a dry eye in this whole place.
You know, this kind of event, Michael, is what makes this county so special. I don't know how many people you'd say.
You know what struck me most here today was mention was made of that day 10 years ago. When it was supposed to be the opening day of the fair.
Yeah.
And news came that we had been attacked, and the fair didn't open, and everybody was desperate for something.
Yes.
And they opened up the fair, and we all came to the fair.
Yeah.
And we had each other, because we had that Santa Cruz County Fair to go to.
I agree with you.
And you know, I've been thinking about why I got so upset by these people trying to take down our fairgrounds because they didn't like the noise or whatever. And I'm trying to fathom why I got so angry. And I think it was because of that day.
There's a flyover, by the way, look here, with that plane trailing. We will never forget.
We will never forget.
Overhead.
Coming by, if you know the banner or what.
And so here we are, 10 years later.
Seemingly with our community as strong as ever, looking
maybe,
at this
maybe,
turnout today.
Maybe better than ever, Rosie.
I think so.
You know, because there's a saying, you know, that what don't kill you makes you stronger.
That's true.
And they tried to kill us, and it didn't quite work, and it did make us stronger. And now we have each other, and we have...
they'll never kill us.
And we have this precious county and these precious people who volunteer so much of themselves to put on events like this. That truly is special, and it is strong.
This is a beautiful event. Yeah. You know why I like this event? Because it wasn't... Yes, of course. This is a day that we should not forget, and we should remember those who died and those events that went on. But this was a day about recognizing our first responders,
yeah,
our fire police, and all those other people who make this community a safe community.
Right now everybody in the stands is going down to the field with their American flags, and they're greeting all the first responders, and it's really a touching thing to see. It's
yes,
pretty
it's
special.
Fabulous,
all the little kids down
fabulous
there.
Fabulous turnout here. Yeah. Really a lovely, lovely turnout. I was a little concerned, but then we were here very early, I think. So I think that's why I had that concern.
Yeah, you know, when you're putting on an event, you're always nervous about somebody's going to show up, you know. But look at the line. Look at all of the people down there in the field.
It's No. It's a huge
just
line.
Incredible.
A huge line, and really, really fabulous. We appreciate those of you who have tuned in today. For those of you that couldn't be here, we have blue sky.
And when we look up into the air right now, we see the airplane towing the banner. It's got an American flag on and the saying, "We will never forget."
No, we won't.
We won't.
Thanks very much to Dave Michaels and Thomas Hughes for allowing us to take over half of their program this week.
And to Bill Graff.
Oh, yes, who's worked tirelessly to get this together, putting a broadcast together in a remote location with this many, with the stage and this much going on is no mean feat at all, let me tell you. And I see many wires, I see lots of duct tape, and we've got a really great engineer sitting right behind us. So thank you, Billy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks also to the person that bought food for everybody here today.
I have no idea who that was.
Somebody bought food for everybody.
Every time you went, they went to the food, all you had to do was just go and you could have
order
whatever
you wanted.
You
want.
And they just rang it up and I said, "Is this free?" They said, "Yes, yeah, someone's paying for it," and nobody seems to know who, but I'm going to find out and I'm going to let you know. We, of course, Santa Cruz County Fair gets underway, folks, on Tuesday. If ever there was a time for you to come out and support your fairground, this year is the year. We will look forward to seeing you there. Charlie Friedman will be there.
We're going to take attendance, too.
Yes, this is KSEO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It's 1 o'clock.